This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Hey, Place to Be Nation, how are you doing today? My name is Miranda Berthold, and I'm sure you've heard my voice at some point on this feed before. But today, I'd like to introduce to you a brand new show brought to you as one of the few wonderful things that COVID has. And this is Telly and T, where I and my wonderful co-host, Ben, from across the pond. Ben, say hello to the good people.
Hello, good people. Hello, Miranda. How are we?
I'm making it. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
Good.
For 3:20 on a Monday morning, we're doing all right.
Right. Time difference is a little bit of a thing. The one of us lives when technically we both live across the pond from each other.
Yes.
So yeah. Ben has graciously stayed up after working as a essential worker. Thank you, Ben.
I love it when people call me that. I love it when people call me that. The ego, the big head, the head is swelling.
Right? I felt that way for the first whole month of this thing. Everybody was like, Miranda's essential. And I was like, you got that right. And then I got laid off and I was like, and this stinks. So, as I mentioned when we were opening up there, this is Telly and T, and it was brought to you thanks to COVID. So we have something to be thankful for. COVID is how we became friends.
That is. I don't know if weird's the word. Weird's not the word to describe what happened. We were brought together by Laughing Theatre, and the ball just rolled from there.
And you can look back on the feed, but there are a couple of episodes where we did like a quarantine theater, and that was kind of fun. We did a couple of those, and Ben and I got mashed together on there as like, hey, how are you? I've never recorded with you, and out blossomed this really cool concept that we have. So do you want to tell them a little bit about our concept of Telly and T, since Telly is kind of your thing?
Okay, so Telly is what us Brits call the television over here. So basically, we discovered that me and Miranda, well, Miranda in particular, has a love of British TV programming. And that's where we started talking, wasn't it? Things like, I think Doctor Who was the first one. And then the ball just went from, and then we just went from there, really.
Yeah. Because you actually, people that have listened to me for a while know that there are a lot of, like, American dramas and crime dramas that no one else on the feed really watches. And they kind of, like, razz me about it and let me watch them. And you do, though. You actually share. You and I have a shared interest in not only just the British programs from your neck of the woods, but you have a huge interest in a lot of the shows that I really love that are from my side here as well. So it kind of spurned an idea that and we're both like, I hate to be that person that's like, of course he loves tea, but he does. Yeah. And those of you that know me know that I do as well. So it birthed the concept of Telly and Tea. So we are going to be talking to you about different television shows. We're going to go and explore entire runs of shows, and along the way discuss tea and maybe even what he calls a biscuit and I call a cookie.
Yeah, I hate to upset everybody, but I do fall into every single stereotype apart from the really posh accent. People say I've got a posh accent, but I don't think I do. I love the tea. I love the biscuits, cookies, however you want to describe them.
Yeah. So we'd actually kind of talked about that quintessential, like, British stereotype. And I knew that Ben was actually going to remain my friend when I did my really horrible British accent. The Americans, like, eat up, but I know it's horrible to British people. And they're like, please don't do that again. And I did it. And he hasn't decided not to be my friend, so...
See, I don't try and do the American accent, though, because there's that many of them. I don't even try.
We have so many different, you know, depending on what part of the U.S. you're from. There's so many just different. Yes. And I understand it's kind of for you guys, too. Like, depending on where you're from in the country, depends on, like, variations of your accent.
Yeah,
so.
There's London, Liverpool, Manchester, Newcastle's got its own accent. I live in a city called Stoke-on-Trent. We've got our own dialect. Obviously, we've got the Welsh dialect, Scottish. It's pretty mental when you think about it.
I could hear that where, like, you have some of those, there's Scottish influences and Welsh influences and such and the different. I mean, I don't have any rationale for why all of us over here talk differently. I'm Southern, very Southern. why do we say the things we do? I don't know. But I've caught myself saying a lot of British slang lately because I've been watching more, not more, but just watching during quarantine several British shows. And I messaged you yesterday and I was like, I wish you would bugger off.
See,
I meant it.
I've done the same, but with American shows. So, you know, I've been watching American shows during quarantine.
Have we got you to say y'all that yet, though?
Yeah, I've done y'all. I've done Bless Your Heart. I've done, what was the other one the other day? Y'all, Bless Your Heart. I can't remember
you
it now.
Both on like Bless Your Heart and how there's different variations of Bless Your Heart, and like there's a smart ass one and there's like a serious like no for real, so, like yeah.
I did a freak out drive-in with Jenny
about
6-7 weeks ago now, and everybody was warning me about you've got to know all the differences of the Bless Your Hearts because she will load you up with them, and I was like okay. And I think there was only two. I got away with two, which I was happy with for a two-hour recording.
That is actually pretty impressive. Janie is one of my very best friends, and if you did a whole show with her and you only got two, that's saying something. Which, on the show her and I have together, we actually say Bless Your Heart, not at each other, we do, but more at like what the content we're talking about. We will appropriately drop, you know, the correct one depending on the content that we're talking about. So there's that. So how did you, to tell everybody, how did you kind of come to Place to Be Nation and like join our little crew here and tell everybody a little bit about yourself other than you are stereotypical British?
Okay, so yes, stereotypical British and I suppose stereotypically a wrestling fan, which I know you're not particularly, but obviously that is sort of the, I would imagine that is the in for about 95% of people on this feed. So I'd been listening to a few, I've been listening to the Mothership, the PTBN podcast for about 5 years. Been listening to a few of the others, and it was basically a talk in WCW to Tim Capel. This is how meta the conversation was that I started one. He was talking about this particular wrestler. I don't know if you've heard of a guy called Rick Rude. That name ring a bell?
It doesn't for me, but I'm not as big into wrestling as and stuff.
Yes,
so.
Yes. So basically, he said like he was previewing the episode that him and Jenny had done and stuff, and I was like, you know, this is the guy with the best theme music in the world, and that's how we got talking. And then Justin JT saw that me and Tim were talking. He found me on Facebook, brought me into the chat group. And that's where sort of me, Callum, and Rory met. So then that's how we became the special relations, and that started all that. And then it's been a pretty mad 5-6 months. About 9 months, I would say. Because now I'm up to two podcasts. I've got a column on the website. You know, I'm a proper hoi polloi, high mover and shaker, Miranda. That's what happens down to here.
You're getting more accomplished at PTBN in the 9 months you've been here than I did in my first 9 months, which, like, not complaining. Jenny and I have been at this for, 4 or 5 years now, and we're still here, still holding strong. I came into this starting our meeting here tonight and just assuming everyone knew who I was, but maybe they don't. I started on Place to Be Nation I am one of the co-hosts and creator, founder, thought people. It's me and Jenny together, or both of those things, for Geek and Sassy, that is now over on the Jenny position. We talk like all things geek, nerd, pop culture, and we're most well known for a little segment I like to call Nerd Eye Candy of the Moment. You're very well known for that. I'm very proud of that too. Like, I know people are like, really? I am. I'm like super proud of that. Of course, everybody's familiar with Jenny. She has the whole feed over there now. She's still a huge part of Place to Be Nation. And then, of course, I'm on Laughing Theater with Andy, AA there. And I do another show with Andy where we visit the classic Disney movies, and we're rewatching them with our friend Chad. So I am part of three. This one here, Telly and T, makes four regular podcasts. I'm pretty excited about that. But, I mean, it's taken me 4 years to get this many. And look at you. You just, like, hot to trot. 9 months. Look what I got. Drop my,
you know. It was literally a case of, like, me, Rory, and Callum were just talking all the time on the chat. And Scott Criscola said, just, you three should have your own podcast. And then Jenny said, yeah, you should. And Tim and JT did. And the ball just went from there. So, yeah, we've done, I think we've done. We started in November, so I think we're on to about 7 or 8 episodes now.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and then, like I say, recorded my second podcast, The Chicken Salad, debuted last Sunday, and then this one here, this makes 3.
Yay!
So hopefully we'll not be spreading myself too thin, because
we won't.
Well, there is quite a lot of me, but we don't want to spread ourselves too thin. Yeah.
Well, the good thing is, to let you guys know, we plan on being a once a month. If we can do more than that,
yes.
Awesome. But we plan on being a once a month podcast, and to kind of. We've kind of told you the basic concept of what we're going to be doing. And today we're just kind of introducing ourselves and explaining what we're going to talk about, so that when our first, like, official episode hits, you're not like, who are these people and what are they doing? And
who are these two randomers? Where have they? Right. Where have these two randomers come from?
Who? What? Huh?
So, they've let some Brit and some Southerner loose.
How did the Southerner and the Brit get together? What?
Well, before you announced it on Geek and Sassy, I did say this is like, I was sort of teasing everybody in the wrestling chat. I said, you know, it's the most unlikely partnership you will ever hear on this website.
I would think, I kind of agree to that. I mean, we've developed a good friendship, but it still is kind of odd when you tell people, like, oh, well, the Southern girl that talks about her nerd eye candy and the British guy that talks about wrestling are going to have a podcast together. Yeah, like, you know, like, oh, yeah, maybe.
We have common ground.
We have common ground. And that is what's really cool about Place to Be Nation, is that everybody here, there's something for everybody. And a lot of us, like, where I'm not as big into the wrestling feed as a lot of my compatriots here, we all have something in common, and we all have something that we can kind of, like, talk about together. So that's what Ben and I are going to try to do once a month for 30 minutes to an hour. We're not putting a real time on it, because if you know me, tangents happen.
Yeah, I'm a big tangent guy, don't worry.
Yeah, we're tangent people. So now you have 2 tangent people in one podcast, so I'm just going to go ahead and, like, warn you up front. You know, we told you the concept. I think I've said that like 3 times now, but it's not late for me, but my brain is fried. So we are going to pick a new television show. We are going to run through the entire season or the entire series in our discussions about it. But we will not be doing the entire season in one podcast. We are actually going to break it up. And each season, we're going to label them seasons for us here at Telly and T Season. Each season will be a different series, and we will conclude our season of our show once we have made it through all of the seasons, plus if it has a movie, some of them close up with made-for-TV movies or a movie, and we go through that. Or if they have a spinoff, we may choose to include the spinoff in that. I'm pretty excited about this first show that we have chosen, and we wanted another reason we wanted to come and do this pod blast or informational, like, who are we, is because we wanted to kind of go ahead and tell you the show. So if you wanted to prep yourself, do a rewatch, especially, I mean, most of the country, while it is opening up, is still kind of under, not just the country, but the world, but as some of the world is starting to open up, most people are still on, like, a quote-unquote, like, still kind of safer at home, don't go anywhere, and a lot of people still have a lot of time to watch. So
yep, stay safe.
Yeah, stay safe. Well, seriously, stay safe as much as you can wherever you are. Follow the rules for whatever your country is to the best of your ability. Or maybe go above and beyond the rules if that makes you feel more comfortable. we picked the show together because it's both one of our favorites. Ben suggested it, and I was like, heck yeah. So you want to tell them what we're going to be doing first?
Yes, I will. We are going to be going back about 20 years, which when you say it like that, it's quite scary. But it is, isn't it? It's about 20 years.
It is.
Yeah, we are. I'm not sure what network it was on in America, so I do apologize for that.
Fox for us. It was on Fox. Mm-hmm.
So it was on Fox, and it is 24.
24?
The classic with Mr. Kiefer Sutherland and the gang. He is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and like Miranda says, so we'll be picking a different tea and a cookie/biscuit to have whilst we're discussing these programs. Mm-hmm. So 24 is the first pick. I think there's 9 seasons, so there's going to be plenty for us to get into.
Yes. And this is one of the shows that did spurn a spinoff series as well. It was like 24 Redemption, or I never watched that. So we're still back and forth on if we're going to add that in and include that as part of our 24 adventures or not, but like it's very possible that we'll add that one in there too. So yeah, God, 20 years. Has it really?
It's got to be. Wow. It's got to be.
You're right. I'm thinking back on when it came out, and you're right. But, halfway through 30 here, whoa. That's like when people – it was the other day, somebody was like, do you know how old Kiefer Sutherland is? And I wish I'd remembered. And I was like, no. And they told me how old he was. And I was like, no, he's not. Yeah, he is, actually. Because if I'm halfway through 30, then he has gotten older, too.
Oh, to be 30 again.
Yeah. Well, I'm halfway through that.
Oh, you poor thing.
But it is scientifically proven that giving birth to a child ages you 10 years. So,
okay.
I guess I'm 45 then.
So, okay, so you're nearly with me. You're nearly with me.
And that's some of the things that we'll discuss too, because Andy and I do this occasionally on the shows that we're on, because we do have a little bit of an age gap. And what's really kind of cool about that is our age difference of like when shows came out, like how old were we? How did we perceive it? How did we take it in? And how we take it in now as this rewatch and the age we are now? Because I've mentioned several times on Geek and Sassy that like rewatching a show or rereading a book or something like that at different points in your life, you catch different things and it has different meanings.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That'll play into kind of like our discussions as well. And it's not up yet because we wanted to make sure that this thing would happen, but we will have social media for you guys to reach out to us. So if you want to send in questions for us in regards to like, what did you think about this plot point in season whatever, or what is your favorite character, or we'll have some questions we're going to answer, like we'll create together and answer them together in discussing the season. But if there's anything that you guys really want us to answer, I'd love to hear that.
Questions like how cool did you think you were when you got the CTU phone ring on your phone?
Right.
Honestly, I was like, I thought I was the Mac Daddy. Literally just when ringtone started, and I was like,
you would make your own? Do you remember making your own?
I do remember that. I was like, I have got the CTU ringtone. There you go.
Yeah. or another big question that we will probably tackle within the series is, what plot hole made you the maddest?
Oh, wait. I'm out of amnesia. Don't say that.
Ben might have amnesia at some point and forget a lot of stuff.
Oh no! Well, that's in the very first episode. That's in the very first of our episode. So I'll get into that at that point.
Yeah, but there are a lot of things that if you have questions about whatever we're working on, and like he said, 24 has 9 seasons, and then if we just choose to, which we'll let you know closer to time as we get through all of those seasons, if we're adding in 24 Redemption, but it's just a lot of content. So we have a lot of episodes that we can talk, you know, planned out. So there's lots of times to get questions in. The tea will change each time, obviously. We're going to go back and forth on whose turn it will be to pick the tea. But part of talking about the tea in the Tellian tea is that not only will we discuss a different tea every time, but we're going to talk about the differences in how one of us takes that specific type of tea or how we chose to drink it versus the other. Because that is a big, big discussion.
Oh, yeah.
And not only for you guys, but for Americans too. Like, we all take tea different people. And then to a lot of people in America, when you say tea, they just assume you mean sweet or unsweet. They're not even thinking of, like, all the different amazing options.
Milk. Do you put the milk in before the water? You know, things like that. That's it. That's
I've heard that's a big topic of milk before
that is,
or milk
that,
after.
Yeah, that's a very big topic over here. But going back to what you said before, with the newest podcast I've done on the wrestling feed, the Chicken Salad, yeah, the age different thing. That's very interesting. So I'm 38 now. I feel like I'm at an AA meeting and I'm admitting my age for the first time. No, I am 38.
You're the same age as my husband, yeah.
But, like, I'm doing it with two other guys, and Sean's, I'm not going to say how old I think Sean is, but I know he's touching 50. And Logan is, so Logan's about 27, so, like, you know, there's 10 years either side. So, like you say, it was so cool and so interesting just to see, hear different people's perspective based on their age.
Right.
And I think there'll be a lot of that with us, because obviously, you know, we'll have different perspectives, not just because of our age, but because of our British and Americanness.
Right.
For lack of a better word.
And then gender, too. I mean, because a lot of times Jenny and I will talk about the same things on Geek and Sassy that have been talked about on other shows on Place to Be Nation.
Yeah.
But the way we might discuss it or talk about it is a little bit differently than, say, someone else that is of the male persuasion, basically. So I am kind of really excited to see what kind of feedback we get from you guys. And I'm really excited to see, because we have privately discussed shows that we like. For example, like you guys heard yesterday, I was messaging him about a show that I have come across I didn't know about before. And we do have different sub opinions sometimes. And sometimes we agree, like, 100%. So it's really exciting to see as we go on and we start talking about the seasons. And I think 24 is also a good option for us, because, you know, if you're not familiar with 24 and it's something you want to watch, one, it's been out long enough that, sorry, this is no longer a spoiler. We are here to discuss this show.
As we said, it's 20 years old. I think people know what's going on by now.
Right. But if you've never seen it, the basic premise of the show is that one season takes place in 24 hours. Hence,
yes,
24. So that'll be pretty cool too, because we're literally only talking about one day in these people's lives, which, man, that's crazy.
But they are very good, and they're very good in later seasons about sort of getting you up to speed about what's happened if people have got, like, married or had kids or, you know, job promotions or whatever. They're pretty cool with that kind of thing, you know. So It's one of those great shows, I think, where even if you haven't watched the first, you know, even if you missed a season and you jump again, you can watch it, can't you? You know, it's nice to know what's happened, but you can definitely start, because most seasons, quote unquote, start with a bang, don't they? So it's like because you're in on that day, you're locked in on that first episode, really.
Right. And if you also don't know what 24 is, which I am gonna guess everybody does. It's very much, let's see, like kind of like Jason Bourne-esque kind of. I'm trying to think of something more recent that people would be like, oh, okay. It's a police crime procedural, but
yes,
got a lot of things blow up and.
So basically, Jack Bauer works for CTU. CTU stands for Counterterrorism Unit. Yes. So it's a lot of, there's a lot of bad guys. There's a lot of explosions, bombs. There's a lot of moles. You know, you can't, you know,
car chases and abductions.
DTA don't trust anybody.
Jack Bauer is just an overall badass. So
yeah. Jack Bauer, I don't think he's quite. I just think he's just nerd. I can. You know, I don't even think we can put. You can get rid of the word nerd. Even for me, as a straight male, I can go. Yeah. There's a good looking man. I can.
Yeah. That's like my husband when we were watching Jack Ryan, which he had read all the Jack Ryan books, and he was like the same thing. He's like, "Holy crap! What did he do to himself?" Like. He's nice looking, isn't he? And I was like, yes, he is.
You're like, yep, he is. Yeah, boy.
Hello,
yeah, boy.
Mr. Krasinski. How you doing?
But no, there's quite a bit of eye candy in 24. Yeah. You've got Jack. You've got Tony. Even David Palmer. I can see the ladies liking
President
Palmer.
I don't care what that man does for the rest of the time. Every time I see him, I'm like. President Palmer.
Well, I mean, another conversation me and Miranda are having, I've been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, he pops up in that, and I was like,
yeah, he does.
It's President Palmer, what's he doing here?
See, and everybody, if you're a 24 fan, there are people on the show that for the rest, every time you see them, you're going to address them as their characters on 24.
Yeah.
Even if they're well known for other things. And from a male perspective, there actually is some eye candy because this is the introduction for a lot of people I always say her name wrong, to Alicia
Cuthbert.
Alicia Cuthbert.
Did you notice how definitive I was?
You're like, she had been in a couple of like teen rom-com American movies before that, but this was like her real like.
Yeah.
Here's Alicia Cuthbert, and she actually is in a show that I love dearly and have talked about like a ton on Geek and Sassy. She's in it now, so.
Ah, well, she's in what I. You know, I've spoke to Andy, you know, and I've sort of, well, how can I put it, nicely asked and just sort of said, I am going to be doing old school with you. And it's like, she's there. She's got the bum out.
Yes,
oh, my
is.
God, this is like the best film ever.
She is. I had forgotten that. Yep.
Yes. And then what was that other one she did, that when she was that porn film girl?
Oh, Call
Was
girl?
It the girl next door?
No, the girl next, yes, when she goes to prom with him and actually ends up really liking the little nerdy, geeky dude. Yeah, I had forgotten about that one. Not Call Girl, that's a different show. But yeah, okay,
I'm making myself sound like an Alicia Cuthbert geek boy, but that's kind of because I am, so, you
it's
know,
okay.
I'll...
If they've heard Geek and Sassy, they are used to the gushing about specific people.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I go on and on about one Mr. Dean Winchester a lot. He's not actually Dean Winchester. That's his character on Supernatural, but I go on about Jensen Ackles quite a bit.
Well, if we ever, I don't know if we'll do the season by season thing, but if we ever get onto Buffy, that's like... That will be Ben. That will be Ben. Just leave Ben alone for a bit.
That's another one, though, that is major nerd eye candy for both men and women. It's universally acceptable across the board.
I remember I had an ex of mine, and she was quite a goth girl, and I never understood why she didn't like Buffy. And I actually said that to her. I said, "Babe, there's all this eye candy for you. It's not just."
Right?
It's not just Buffy and the girls. It's like, look at Angel and Spike. Look at them. Look.
Yeah.
And then she was like, and then she got hooked in about like two episodes in, I was like, yeah, I'm fine.
It doesn't take much. So, I'm trying to think if we've missed anything. I don't think we have, but...
No. I think we're good. So, but, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to start with 24, 9 seasons, and introduce you to a different tea every time.
Yes.
And then you can check it out for yourself and tell us if it's fantastic or not. And even if you tell if it's not, we're going to be like, yeah, it is, but okay.
And then there will be a biscuit accompaniment with the cup of tea.
Yeah.
We're not going to be all, what's it though, like trying to match the different biscuit up with a different tea to get the best flavor.
No, but we will have to decide if it actually tastes decent with the tea or not.
Yes.
Like, we're not going to try to match it, but it is curious, like, how does it taste with it?
I don't know if this is an American thing or not. Do you dunk your biscuit into your tea?
Not really tea. We dunk a lot of cookies into milk, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I actually recently, I have a friend that she dunks chocolate chip cookies into coffee. And I thought that was the weirdest thing until I accidentally drank out of her coffee mug instead of mine. And I was like, wait a second. This is delicious. And she said she got the idea from a book. So she got it from a book.
Sensation.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, dunking your biscuit into tea or a coffee, whatever hot drink you've got, is quite a thing over here.
Well, then maybe I'll have to try it. I won't mock it until I try it. I've just not done it. In all the years of tea loving that I have in me, which is a lot, I've not done that.
So yeah, once we've done the tea and biscuit bit, we'll be talking about the TV show. But as you can probably already guess, we'll be talking about a lot of TV shows.
A lot.
Whilst we're talking about the TV show that we're meant to be talking about.
Yes, because I mean, they remind you of other things. We go on tangent. We're both tangent people. So this adventure could take us off the rails of a crazy train.
Absolutely. Whatever direction. Whatever direction we want to go in.
Pretty much. This is our show.
We are the masters. We are the masters of our own destiny.
There you go. So.
And. It'll be interesting because obviously you said you like all these British shows. And
I do.
It'll be interesting, I think, for me sort of to go into detail about what shows worked over, you know, what American shows worked over here and what didn't.
I am interested in that. I truly am because I'm learning with my husband being in another country right now. For example, the top 10 on Netflix, when you log in, it tells you like what the top 10
yes.
is for your country. And every week we've started this little thing where he logs in and he reads what the top 10 are because it's registering him as in Slovakia. So he'll read me what the top 10 are for Slovakia and I read him what our top 10 are in the U.S. And it's really cool to see the differences. And then sometimes there are two or three that are the same. So that is something that I actually have been very curious about is far as shows that we're going to discuss that are American, like how you found it. Was it big for you guys in the UK? Was it, how was it perceived, which is a huge thing too.
So, yeah, I mean, it's like little things like your version of The Office was obviously based on our version of The Office.
But I don't like our version. I like your guys' version.
I think
the American version is overrated.
Thank you.
Everybody gets so mad at me when I say that, but I truly think the American version of The Office, and that probably just had people like hang up and not listen to me anymore, but I think it's overrated. I don't really like it.
Well, here's the thing. So I tried to watch it because I basically spouted the same opinion off as you, and I said, and I tried to watch it, not to make myself fit in with the group, but, you know, see if I was wrong, you know. And basically, the first season and a half of the American version is all based on scripts of the British version.
Right.
And we did it so much better. So you're always going to compare.
You are. Yeah. It's like when they do a remake of a movie or a reboot of a show. It was the American reboot.
Like the Italian Job, isn't it? I'm always going to compare it to the British version of the Italian Job. You know, Mark Wahlberg could try all he wants, but he's not going to be Michael Caine. I'm sorry.
No, it totally makes sense. And to me, I love Steve Carell. Love him.
Yes.
But he's Ricky Gervais.
Exactly.
They are two different. They're both like hysterical, amazing actors, but they, to me, they're both, full of great jokes and both great, very great on a comedic scale, but they're not the same to me. They're not the same person. Because they're not.
And Jim and Pam and now Dawn and Tim.
Yeah, it's very different.
When they got together in the very last episode, me and my friend actually rang me and we were both crying on the phone.
Like, I love that. They pick on me because I cry a lot about shows too when I'm mad or sad or whatever. So I'm kind of excited that Benj was just like, hey, I cried about this show, because I'm like, you are, in a lot of ways, Ben is the male version of Miranda.
Well, I think I said it the other day, you know, talk about another show. I'm rewatching Parks and Rec at the moment. I realize how much I am Nick. I am Ron Swanson.
I am Leslie Knope. She is my spirit animal. Like, yeah, I have totally. A friend that actually bought me her Funko Pop because they're like, this is you.
Am I allowed to do a really bad swear on this podcast?
We can swear. Yeah, we can swear.
Okay, cool.
Place to Be Nation is marked E for explicit on the Apple Podcast and channels that we need to be that we don't get kicked off. So, yes, we can swear.
Okay, I just wanted to check. Well, you know, so that episode where Ron says, I'm Ron fucking Swanson. And, like, within 2 seconds of me seeing that the other week, I actually put it in the chat. I said, please tell me there is a t-shirt with that on it. And Scott Criscolo straight away was like, yeah, there is. Here's the link. I was like, there we go.
That's like the shirt of the show I was messaging you about last night. It's a British show. It's called Mount Pleasant. And
yes.
I almost messaged you. I was dying laughing so hard at the – there's. It's like in series two, which season two, whatever you want to call it. And they're – the father-in-law and Dan are arguing about something for the first time in like the whole series. And the mother-in-law stops and is like, it's too early in the morning to be talking about donkey dicks. So I guess they kept talking like, you're a donkey dick. No, you're. And I was like, I could not control myself.
But yeah. So as you can tell, guys, we are going to be going off on these little wild trails.
Yes.
I'd say bear with us, but you know the crack. You know what we're like.
Yeah, yeah.
Enjoy the ride, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. So we will be getting the social media accounts up, and as soon as we do, they will be shared by Police Mediation. I'm pretty confident in that. But until then, until we are up, and it may be by the time this is posted, but what social media platforms are you willing for people to reach out to you at? Like, where can people find you?
I like that. Where I'm willing to be spoken to.
Right, where are you willing to be spoken to? Because, like, for example, okay. I have where I'm willing to be spoken to as well. Like, don't friend me on Facebook, but you can add me on Instagram, you can talk to me on Twitter, or you can talk to me on the Facebook page that we have, but please don't friend me or send me unsolicited DMs. I'm not here for that. Don't think I have to go into any more detail, and I never thought I had to, but I learned a couple of years ago I have to.
Don't go sliding into my DMs, boy.
Yeah, no. I honestly, like, side note, another tangent, I had never really experienced that. I had a lot of friends that experienced that all the time. I'd never really come across it. I'd come across, like, messages like, I can be your boyfriend, and I'm like, oh, thanks, but I think my husband would have something to say about that. But, like, I never actually received, like, creepy stalker due to the podcaster on anything that I did. And I did once, and yeah, I was like, oh, so I do need to, like, verbally set some boundaries.
Well, I've never had anything like that, but you wouldn't have read it because it's a wrestling column, but it's called Unpopular Opinion.
Yeah.
So it's basically the basis of the column is in the title. It's right. It's meant to be an opinion that not many people have.
And, exactly.
And so it got posted up onto Facebook, and these people started going on off on me about the subject, and I was like, But that's the point of the fucking column.
Right.
It is that it's read the title.
Yeah. I've actually also had to say, hey, please remember when you reach out to us that we are people too, and we have feelings too. And you may have a really strong feeling about what we said, but remember, like, you can hurt our feelings, and I don't want you to hurt my feelings. So, like,
keyboard warriors. Keyboard warriors are not welcome here.
Right. No.
So, going back to the original thing. So, Facebook, no. But Twitter, you can reach me at BenL1981. At BenL1981. Or if you want to talk wrestling, we are at PTBN Special Rel 1. At PTBN Special Rel 1 for the wrestling chat.
There you go. So there, that's where you can reach out to him, and don't get offended if you reach out additional ways and he's like, I don't know who you are. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm the same way. Same for me. I do take care of the Geek and Sassy podcast, Instagram, Facebook. Jenny takes care of the Twitter. So depending on which one you message us on, depends on who you're talking to. And then personally, my Instagram is open because I do use it to promote my podcast life. It is at Miss_NDBurt that you can actually find through Geek and Sassy Instagram. We do have a Facebook page. We'll have one for this too. You can comment and message on the Facebook page and Twitter. I am always very well known for my @momsanerd. So, Ben, I want to say thank you for joining me on this adventure that we are going to call Telly and T. I'm super excited, and it sounds like you are too, but I really hope you are.
I am. I definitely am. Thank you very much for giving me the job offer. Yes.
And, of course, thank you to Jenny and Andy, as they actually have a lot to do with this podcast taking off. It was a brainstorm session that the three of us were having, and this birthed going to Ben and asking. So thank you, Jenny and AA. Thank you, Ben. Thank you if you listen to our 40-minute tangent of us explaining what Telly and T is going to be. We do hope you stick around and come back. We're going to call this episode one, but like our for real episode one, where we discuss season one of 24. We hope to see you there.
Bye, guys. Bye-bye.